Now let's head out to the McLaren Health Plan phone line and talk with Dr. Stephen Patrick. He's from the University of Michigan. Dr. Patrick, how are you?
Doing well. How are you?
I appreciate your time. Interesting study out that a number of U.S. newborns are suffering from drug withdrawal, and that number is tripled. Tell us about this new study.
Well, we looked at neonatal abstinence syndrome, which is a drug withdrawal syndrome that newborns experience after birth. And they usually experience this after they've been exposed to opiates during the pregnancy. And what we found was that this number tripled over the last decade from 2000 to 2009. And by 2009, there were more than 13,000 newborns with signs of drug withdrawal born across the United States, or about one baby per hour.
Well, this is a story that was on the front page of USA Today on Tuesday, and Dr. Patrick is quoted in this. Why such the big jump?
You know, it's a good question. The other part of our study that we looked at were mothers using opiates at the time of delivery. And what we found is over the same study period, that grew by about fivefold. One of the things we weren't able to do were to see the exact kinds of opiates that mothers were using. So it could be anything from heroin to opiate pain relievers that are prescribed to opiate pain relievers that are being abused. But what we know overall is that in the United States, sales and deaths from opiate pain relievers like Vicodin or Percocet have quadrupled. So we think that some of the increase that we're seeing is due to increased use and abuse of opiate pain relievers.
Is there a segment of the population that has this challenge more than others?
No. I mean, by segment, what do you mean?
Well, is it a segment, different segments of the country? Is it by income, education? Do you have any information on that?
Our study didn't look at areas of the country. That will be a good next step. That's a frequent question that I've been asked.
It appears that the study revealed that many of the issues involved with these babies are breathing problems, low birth weight, feeding problems, some seizures. Is this a problem, a challenge that's going to continue to increase?
I think it is, and I think that the issue here is thinking about preventing this before it becomes even a problem. One of the things that we hope the study will do will be to get the attention of policymakers at the state and federal levels to think about ways that we use opiates in the country, think about ways at the state level that we can decrease abuses. Michigan has a program already that tracks opiate prescriptions, so you can discover if somebody goes from one doctor to the next doctor to get the same prescription to limit some abuses. It's strategies like this that we need to decrease our overall opiate use as a country to hopefully decrease the downstream effect that we're seeing here with our newborns.
Dr. Patrick, define opiates, if you will.
Sure. So opiates can be anything from, you know, heroin from the street. They could be methadone for those that are, you know, in methadone clinics doing, you know, responsible parents who have had addictions before. They can be pain relievers like Vicodin or Norco or Percocet.
Treating those newborns, most of them covered by the publicly financed Medicaid program, cost $720 million in 2009, the study says, and I would imagine if this keeps up, that number will increase.
That's right, and I think, you know, from our perspective, this is another incentive for states to do something about, you know, policies at the state level to prevent opiate use, inappropriate opiate use. You know, states are already involved in so many things that, you know, they administer Medicaid, they, you know, they license physicians and are involved in pharmacies. So this is another way it's for states to be involved from a policy perspective to, you know, decrease the abuses and to be innovative to decrease the burden of opiate use.
And Dr. Patrick, before I let you go, tell us what surprised you most about this study.
Yeah, I think the rapid increase really surprised me most. You know, we were not expecting to see a threefold increase over the last decade, and yeah, I think that's what people have responded to. It's an astonishing number, and I think it's one that merits attention from researchers and from policymakers.
We've been talking with Dr. Stephen Patrick, who's a fellow of neonatal prenatal medicine at the University of Michigan. Fascinating information, doctor. Thanks so much for your time.
Of course, have a good day.